pissing.
Oh my God. Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of Dom, That's True Hot Takes for week 11, November 17th, 2025. Owen starting the show with a great rendition of
Pissing and Farting.
Gets stuck in your head, doesn't it?
Yeah, thanks a lot. I have ADHD. It's going to be stuck in my head for the next 7 days. I appreciate that.
I can't wait till your coworkers are like, are you singing Wicked? And you're like, yes.
Kind of.
It's less embarrassing to say, yes, I'm singing Wicked.
Is it less embarrassing?
That I'm singing the pissing and coming and shitting and farting version of the Wicked song. Welcome, everybody, into Dom, That's True Hot Takes. That's my hot take of the week. It's less embarrassing to say that. Hey, if you want to get this hot takes episode instead of on Friday, which is the release day of Wicked, by the way, you can subscribe on Patreon for as little as 4 cents a day and get the episode early on Tuesday mornings. Shout out the patrons over there, Skylar, Dylan, Aaron, Ozzy, and Melbourne,
wow,
Kansas City.
Truman,
currently open in the
Are you district. Telling me for 30 cents a week I can get the hot takes episode early?
Yeah, I would say 30 cents a week is overselling it. 20, I would say 25 cents a week, personally.
Wow.
Maybe 30 cents with tax. Tax isn't that bad.
Well, Truman, a week is 7 days, so.
Man, Florida sales tax was pretty low. I'll say that.
That's why old people go there. That's the point.
Oh, I guess that's fair. All right.
Did you enough. Find yourself saying jit a lot?
Nah, jit.
That's where that word came from.
My bad, jit.
The youth, the Florida youth.
What is that short for?
It's short for jitterbug. Like small, energetic child.
All right.
I didn't invent the word.
All right. I'll put the button away.
It is what it's for.
Fair enough. All right. Welcome, everybody, in to Dom, That's True. Of course, I'm your host, the most true with Steam Machine Steed. As always, I'm joined by the bomb.
Boom.
Oh, and Dom. The hottest bomb on the Hot Takes episode. Again, you want to get it the fastest? Well, you watch twitch.tv/Steam Machine starting around 8 p.m.
Then you can get it really fast.
That's right. You get the whole episode of Dom, That's True, and the bonus episode.
You want to get slightly
before anybody gets.
You want to get slightly faster. Subscribe to the Patreon, 4 cents a day.
It's true.
There you go. Find more change in your couch than it costs to subscribe to Dom, That's True.
You want to just help us reach more people? Like, comment, subscribe, huh? Comment your hot takes. Comment
if you think I'm a bum. Comment that.
Comment who Owen looks like with his hair.
Thomas Frank. Look at the Tottenham coach. Look up Tottenham coach Thomas Frank.
I won't. All right, moving on.
He's got a little bit of a rat face.
Here's the first take.
Press the rat freaks button.
I was getting over there. We call ourselves the rat freaks.
Yeah, that's what the Chiefs are right now, scrounging on the ground, looking for wins.
God. This first one comes from Alex over on Instagram. Says
that's
the Chiefs regressed to the mean.
That's Lil Guac.
That's not Lil Guac.
Is that
you know how I know? Because it's the Alex I went to high school with.
Hmm. It looks like Lil Guac from here.
Well, it's not. Hmm. Thank you. How do you say yes in Spanish? Sí.
He's making it. There's a joke.
Or,
it is sí. That is how you say yes in Spanish.
CD's nuts?
Yeah, probably CD's nuts is what
probably.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
It's a kind of a stretch.
Maybe CeeDee Lamb just scored a touchdown.
Mm.
But Chiefs regress to the mean. That's just a S-tier take. I would say, I mean, listen, they went 11-0 in one-score games last year.
Yeah, and they're 0-5 this year
That's,
so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ken, right, yeah. Good, it's good. It's a stretch, man.
Just an S tier take.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not happy about it, but.
Yeah, it's not unreasonable for them to go 0-5 the year after they went 11-0. But it's also kind of the difference between good teams, good coach teams, and badly coached teams. I'm not sure they're a greatly coached team right now.
No, they're not. They're really undisciplined.
Oh, wrong one. That's Twitter, if you need to see Twitter. But, yeah, I think that's a good start. Next one comes from Allison. Said, I forgot to ask if someone was hot and ruined the season.
Yeah, S-tier.
Yeah, I think that's S-tier take. Allison ruined the season is an S-tier take.
Yeah, that's two games in a row she's forgot, by the way. So,
well, she was – the other one was the bye week, so that's not
– Well, the game before that was the Bills, and she forgot to ask before that.
No, I think she asked about Max Crosby that week, didn't she?
No, that was the week before the Commanders. And that's why we destroyed the Commanders.
Mm.
I don't think she I don't think she put one in here again, so –
Let's see. Yeah, Allison ruined the season. Yeah, just an S-tier take. Thanks, Allison. Uh, 11-17. That's staying in S-tier. That's never coming out. We all know it. We all know who to blame.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure she had one the week before.
I think we're doing Myles Garrett this week. Logan is taking over it, saying Myles Garrett is certified hot.
Oh, yeah.
You'd say Myles Garrett is certified hot?
Yeah, I would say so.
I don't know. He's kind of like a really attractive body on like Trey Young's fucking.
No,
that's he's not got fair. The Trey Young hair. He's got a bad hairline.
I don't think so. I don't think look he at does that picture, dog. Hairline.
Look at the picture that Logan replied to. He's got the Trey Young hair, bro.
I think that's a bad angle of it.
It's a bad angle of his hairline being all the way at the top of his head. Do you see that hairline going straight up his forehead?
I think it's not going as far back as you think it is.
Let's consult.
And as long as you do the right things with it, it's fine. Trey Young is also thinning in his hair. Myles Garrett isn't thinning.
He's kind of. He got a weird shaped body, bro. His body kind of weird shaped. His legs are so much larger than what his upper body is. All right, listen. I've been hating for a second. He does look good in this picture right here. He's a handsome guy.
I'm telling you.
He's a handsome guy.
Dude, where the fuck? Sorry. The keyboard is, I'm struggling with it today.
Our whole lives are struggling since the Chiefs are 5-5 instead of their normal 8-2 at this point.
Allison ruined our lives.
Like, actually.
But not. Myles Garrett is hot. Do you want me to put that in A tier because I think because you're racist? I don't know.
No, he's a hot guy. He's hot. We can put it S.
Okay. Yeah, see, Allison, because you missed a week, now we're leading the charge.
Can't believe this.
Now you have to ask who we say. maybe that's what you need. You need a reliever on this.
We need the poll. So we just need the poll.
You have the better reach, so we need you to ask the question.
I'm tweeting at her right now. I'm telling her to post the poll.
Post on Friday. You'll get better reach on Friday. What the hell is going on? I'm sorry. This is, man. I can't believe Allison would kill our keyboard like this. And
sabotaging our show, poisoning our water supply, burning our crops. Has she done all of that yet? No. But are we going to wait around until she does?
All right. Calm down, buddy. All right. That one comes from Logan. Myles Garrett is hot. S tier. I think it's going to be hard for people to say no. It will all come down to what is his football photo look like?
I don't know.
Myles Garrett. Is that his picture or is this his picture? If this is his picture, yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If this is his picture, I don't know.
Man, that's just dreads. The dreads aren't going to look good from the front.
His beard looks patchy. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Lord have mercy.
All right. Myles Garrett certified hot by Don. That's true. Thank God we have something, some bright side of this show. Jefferson, Chiefs need an actual running back or we need better running back coaches. We had a great running back coach.
Give me
and we lost him.
Give me so a C or B tier on this one, Truman. I'm sorry. Andy Reid decides whether or not we run the ball. and he doesn't like running the ball. No matter how good or we could have prime Deion, I mean prime Deion, prime Barry Sanders, and Andy Reid wouldn't use him. Prime Zeke, prime, I don't know, think of the Jim Brown, prime. Who's the other one? Barry Sanders, and who's the other one that people talk about all the time? I'm missing.
Emmitt Smith,
yes.
Eric Dickerson, also.
Dickerson, yep.
Adrian Peterson.
Prime CJ2K.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, man, I loved LT. You love to hate him, you know.
Yeah.
LT was good.
But, yes, quite simply,
we could Kareem have 20... Hunt
ran for 4.5 yards. He averaged 4.5 yards a carry. That is good enough to keep running the ball in Andy.
We could have 2017 Owen Dom fantasy legend Devontae Freeman on the team, and Andy Reid wouldn't run.
It's... Speaking of fantasy legends, dude, RIP Muscle Hamster. You saw that?
What happened?
Died.
Wait, which one was Muscle Hamster?
Doug Martin.
What? Oh, yeah, he died. That was like, yeah, I did see that actually.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I keep fucking turning
on. That's crazy. RIP to him, man. That's terrible.
Keep on turning on the wrong.
Really, hug your loved ones.
This keyboard is fucking me up. All right. Next one comes from Jeffrey. Jeffrey, we're not going to rate this one, but Jeffrey said that Southwest Oklahoma State University was going to make a bowl game. Apparently, they did get to 6-5, but that is not how bowl games work for D2. You have to finish top four in your conference, and they did not finish top four in their conference. They would have had to win. They probably would have had to win like. They apparently need more wins.
Well,
so,
we'll
but they had
be...
three games that were really close that could have swung either way.
Well, we're going to have to be regrading that one at the end of the season to an F tier, Jeffrey.
Sorry, Jeffrey. So that's
them's the rules.
You picked a very binary thing. Did they make it or did they not make it? Just because you don't know D2 ball.
Like us.
Yeah, we knew that. Come on, Jeffrey. Top four. Everybody knows that. This one comes from Mick over on my Snapchat.
Interesting.
Says this will be Jerome Tang's last season at K-State, and his downfall began after the Iowa State game where he accused the fans of racism. I went back and tracked this. I told him, we had a conversation about this. It wasn't that he accused them of racism. This was the game where he accused them of cheating by looking over his shoulder during the timeout. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. Didn't they also find people to get in trouble for that on the ISU?
I don't think they did. Nobody got in trouble for anything, but the racism rumor was like something that was started apparently by a K-State fan or something. Jerome Tang never said anything about it, so it was like a thing that Iowa State fans apparently seemed to blow out of proportion. But I think the take here is this will be Tang's last season at K-State.
K-State's currently 4-0. They have a preseason All-American, and they are scoring like a top five scoring offense in the country at the moment.
I also don't I think some of the luster has worn off of Jerome Tang, some of the shine, and I'm not sure he's a hot coaching hire anymore. And I'm not sure we can do much better than him.
This specific iteration of Jerome Tang look, this light makes my hair look so much better. You can see that, like, my hair right here is like laying on the side of the other hair.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, look at this when I turn like this and go inside.
For me, it all looks... I think if I was watching Twitch, it'd look better, but I think from where I'm seeing back here, it still looks like... You look actually more like a founding father with the wig on with the rollers on the side of either side. 4 score and 7
I hate taxes, too.
Nice. All right.
But yeah, this current iteration of K-State is really, really exciting. They'd have to do really poorly in conference play for him to get fired.
Yeah, and his buyout's too expensive. He'd have to leave, and I don't think he's.
I think he's gonna try to save his job. I mean, K-State gave him the chance. He's gonna fight for it. So let me get a C or D tier here, man.
I'm putting in C for cats.
I just don't think he'll be fired at the end of the season, especially because PJ Haggerty looks really, really good.
Yeah.
He's one of the first cats in a long time to score 20 plus points in their first 4 games for K-State.
Dude, I'm going to fucking scream.
Just do what I do when I have problems.
Unfortunately, this won't be one, unless Jerome Tang gets fired midseason, this won't be one that we can solve, that we can grade by the end of it.
Yeah, we do. If fan sentiment's horrible, we can upgrade this.
True. We can upgrade, but we won't be able to definitively. I mean, this is a definitive answer. It won't be able to definitively grade it, technically.
Yeah, I guess.
I believe.
Well, if it's not his last season.
I believe this. Yeah, this is the last one. Ian, former part-time host of the show for two episodes, said, I might be ready to admit that the Chiefs actually might miss the playoffs this
year. F tier.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. That's why you couldn't make it on the show.
It's C or D, man. I still think that the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. I think the AFC is wide open. I think that there is one fortunate thing about the Chiefs is that the top dogs right now, being the Broncos and the Colts and the Patriots, all play the Chiefs' opponents that have tiebreakers over the Chiefs. So that is a bonus for the Chiefs. They have a favorable schedule down the stretch after this Colts game, with all of the rest of their games being home games or inferior teams, with the inferior teams being the Texans and the Cowboys and the Titans. And they have home games against the Broncos and Chargers, with their only difficult away game being at the Raiders, which the Chiefs are really good at. I still think that the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. I think they just had a really – they have the toughest schedule in the NFL, I believe, in terms of winning percentages. Right, Truman?
That sounds right.
But, yeah, I just think getting into the playoffs is the only thing that this team needs to do, and then get dangerous from there.
Okay, well, I apparently can't type anything anymore. This thing is maybe cooked. But, yeah, we're going to put that in D tier. Listen, I also – can I say something to you? Speaking of something that's a hot take.
You may.
I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world that the Chiefs would miss the playoffs. I think at some point the Chiefs, if they're not going to win the Super Bowl, which I don't think they are.
Okay, but
I don't think it's unreasonable. I don't. It's not something I'm hoping for, but it could be a blessing in disguise to not have to play fucking 20 games in a year and to get a draft pick in the top half.
But then you're not hoping that the Chiefs go 9-8 or worse.
Right.
Because there's no, in my mind, there's no difference in between the 25th and 32nd pick.
That is true. Yeah, well, that's why you don't want to make, because what? 14 teams make the playoffs.
Yep.
So if you miss the playoffs, you're pick 18.
Is there really much difference in between that and 32?
Yes.
A little.
We could have had,
once again, people slamming. We could have had
our pick of the litter in, what was that? Whenever the Chiefs drafted here. We could have had Jordan Addison, Quentin Johnson, Zay Flowers, or Drake London.
Maybe, but
was the Chiefs, Drake London, was that the fourth one that went
true,
there?
But Truman, the Chiefs picked a 31 last year and got their guy. That was true. The guy that all of us wanted.
Yes, Joshua Simmons.
He was 1-1 for all of our boards.
Yes.
Unless you were getting, you know, a top.
Well, technically, I mean, you know, maybe you want a different tackle there. But sure. Maybe you want. But you know, obviously the top left tackle in the draft went like number 4.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So unless we're tanking and Andy Reid's getting fired and Dave Tobe's getting fired and Steve Spagnuolo is leaving and Matt Nagy's going somewhere else.
Right.
And we're hiring, I don't fucking know, who? Mike Tomlin.
Maybe.
Or Kevin O'Connell.
Oh, dude. Don't get me fucking. Sorry, I'm getting a little excited. Whoa.
Matt LaFleur, probably.
Ugh, okay, never mind. Fucking Packers fans can keep him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, dude, you know why? Yeah, that's why we're making the playoffs. We're going to make a run, too. We're going to the AFC Championship game.
Why?
Because it would be better for the team if we didn't, so we'll do it.
That's fair. Yeah.
It's the Chiefs, dude.
Then they're ready to be coached by Mike Tomlin. The Chiefs team where, once we start shooting ourselves in the foot.
Listen, the Chiefs defense has been the reason all of us agree.
That LaFleur is the hottest coach in the league.
Cliff Kingsbury?
No, got to be
head coach.
I think you would be shocked by how many women would want Mike Vrabel.
Or Mike McDaniel. I remember a lot of people saying Mike McDaniel's hot.
No way. Yes. No way.
He's cool. Mike, he vapes, dude.
No, ew, no.
Kevin O'Connell is also a decently attractive guy.
Yes. Yeah.
Dan Campbell, a lot of people like that biker-looking motherfucker.
No. Mike Vrabel's the upgraded version of Dan Campbell.
Mike McDonald in Seattle, younger guy. Sean McVay is, by the way, the answer.
I don't think so. I think Matt LaFleur is probably hotter than Sean McVay. Maybe that's what we need from Allison this upcoming week. Post top four hottest coaches in the league and then let everybody decide who's the hottest one.
Wait, Allison quoted me already.
Oh?
She said, okay, fine. Is Myles Garrett hot? Vote here. This is all. And she said, oh, she used this one. The patchy beard one.
No, that's the one we want.
Wow, that was quick. There's already three votes. Three men have voted. Two of us said yes. One person said no.
What did she do that? I haven't even seen it. Also hilarious. All right. I think that's it.
Well done. McVay looks like a child with a beard.
It's all straight dudes. Three yeses, one no.
Proud to be part of the yes gang. Truman, press the button for the no. And then the other one.
That's got to be racist.
Okay, that's the one you were looking for? Okay.
Yes.
Is he hot?
100%.
Theo and Dom. All right, we appreciate everybody for being here. We appreciate you for hanging out. Thank you for coming in for the hot takes. It's shorter this week, but we understand. Listen.
Oh, one last thing on if Myles Garrett is hot or not. He will fight with you.
100%.
You will have some tension in your marriage.
Somebody
but
who's willing
as long
to
as
fight
you make
you.
Him a good deal, he'll stay. He'll want out.
Don't call him the N-word if there's a helmet nearby. bad zone. Bad zone to be in.
He had to have said it right.
It's Mason Rudolph. There's Mason Rudolph. If you Google guy who looks like NFL player who looks like he says the N-word, it would be Mason Rudolph.
Where is Mason Rudolph from? Is he from Oklahoma?
Oh, I mean,
if he is,
he might as well be.
Mason Rudolph.
That's what we all saw. You know, it's all right. Twitter.com/TeamMachine.
Yeah, he's from Oklahoma.
Twitter.com. If he didn't say it then, I imagine he
probably
was
said
thinking it.
He probably said something worse.
Yeah.
He probably said a slur that I'm not even sure exists.
Yeah, he's thinking of slurs. You're like, that's a slur? It's like, oh, yeah, that's a slur. Twitter.com/TeamMachine. Twitter.com/OwnGoshDomit. Comment on the YouTube video. Send us a text. Send us a Snapchat. Instagram, Steam Machine. Instagram, OC Dom. Find a way to get us your hot take. We will rate it on the show. We'll add you to the list. We'll add you to the spreadsheet.
Find $12 in your heart for two lovely, handsome podcast hosts.
A year. Find 40 cents a day.
For just 4 cents a day.
You'll get this episode early.
For just pennies a day, you can make me smile.
You make me smile.
Have a great, pretty smile.
See you.